Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hello there, everybody. This is Don Mazzella, and this is Small Business Digest Radio. We have a very interesting guest as a first guest today. She's Rosa Narcisa. She's a consumer marketing manager of the Americas for Iris. And Rosa, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You know, as we ask all of our guests, Rosa, first tell us a little bit about yourself personally before we get into anything else.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. I'm been in marketing and advertising for more than 15 years already. I previously have worked for companies like Leo Burnett in advertising and John and Rubicon, managing accounts like Visa, DirecTV, and Bacardi. Later on, I moved to marketing and worked for the restaurant business, managing restaurants, the marketing for restaurants like Chili's, P.F. Chang's on the border, and Romano's Macaroni Grill. And now, for a change, I moved to electronics. And now I work for Iris, that stands for Image Recognition Integrated Solutions. That's a division from Canon Group. And we are mostly focused in providing solutions for business in the document management to get rid of those tons of papers and being able to put them in a digital format.
Well, welcome to the program. I'm glad you're here today because I look around my office and I see an awful lot of paper. Paper everywhere. And you're here to tell us how we could perhaps eliminate some of that paper and make our lives more efficient. So, Rosa, the table is all yours. Tell us a little bit more.
Thank you. Yes, we usually have to save or keep a lot of papers. That's what we usually do. And sometimes we are a bit concerned of getting rid of them because sometimes when you get rid of them, a few weeks later, you need them for reference or something like that. And that's where we come aboard because we have a solution that is with portable scanners. Instead of having this big machine that you usually have, which takes a lot of space in order for you to print and scan the documents, you can have the flexibility of have a scanner that weighs less than a pound, that you can carry with you anywhere and doesn't take a lot of space, and be able to scan documents, pictures, also scan even magazines for your day-by-day life, for recipes, or scan even receipts if you're a sales representative and you need to scan those receipts because a lot of times you lose them. You can have the scanner with you and just scan it right away. These scanners have the capability of having a micro SD card integrated to it, so you don't need a computer or anything to be able to store the file or the document that you scan, so you can keep it there. These two scanners are the Book 5 and the Anywhere 5, Iris Scan Book 5 and Iris Scan Anywhere 5, have the capability of store up to 100 pages in that small SD card, micro SD card. Then you get to your house and you can download it. You can do it via Wi-Fi because we have an option that is Wi-Fi, or you can do it through plugging it in with a USB cable and downloading them and just empty your SD card and keep them in your computer. The advantage of this product is that the traditional scan document that you will get, it is simply a picture. So when you have to take a look at it or maybe find that document that you scan, you have to go through all these images that you have stored and look for them until you reach the one that you want to see. And that can be very time consuming. With these products, they come with a software integrated that is what made us like very unique in the market. It's OCR, that is optical character recognition. What this software does is that it really recognizes every single letter and character that is in the document. So this is not a simple picture. It turns out to be a document that you can save in Excel or in Word, and then being able to edit it or even do a search in your computer and find the document just with a small a word that you place in the search engine, and it will find it. So it is a very nice advantage against any other because it is portable, it is lightweighted, it doesn't take a lot of space. It stores up to 100 pages in the same device that you then can download in your computer, and then you have the capability, as I mentioned, to even edit that document. So if you're handling a contract, for example, and you have to scan it like right away, you can later on make some changes and keep that document without being needing to retype the whole thing. So that's kind of in a nutshell.
Well, you do a nutshell very well. But now let me ask you a question, though. How do you transfer it from the device to your computer?
You have two ways to do it. We have a cable that is a USB cable that you connect to your computer. You have to download the program through irislink.com. You will download the program, and then you can plug your device to your computer. It will be recognized, and then you can download all the documents that you already have stored in the micro SD card. Another way to do it, we have another, these products, the Book 5 and the Anywhere 5, they come also in Wi-Fi, so you have the capability of download those documents directly to your tablet or your mobile. They are comfortable. They are compatible with iOS and with Android in the case of the mobile devices. In the case of the computers, they are compatible with Mac and with PC as well. Another thing that you can do, for example, if you are scanning pictures, when you download them to the computer, you have the capability of it comes with a compressor, so you can compress those pictures that maybe, you know, weigh a lot and take a lot of space of your computer, and they can even do the compression up to 50 times, but it will not lose quality. So that's another thing that it's really that it's really good about this, because you can keep a lot of information within your computer without taking a lot of space on it.
Well, I can see that. But now let me ask you a question. Oftentimes I get handed a business card. Can it handle business cards as well?
In the case of the Anywhere 5, because the Book 5 can scan it but doesn't have the same capability, because the Anywhere 5, it's like a feeder. You put the documents and it auto-feeds itself, and it will recognize the business card, and then you can save it in Excel or even transfer it to Outlook. So you will have the contact information of that business card in your computer already transferred to your contacts without needing to retype the information. And it also has the capability of changing it to the format that it's used to do, like email blasts. If you need to do an email blast, it separates it has the capability of separating the different characters and information in the business card by commas. So you can actually, even if you have contacts and you have a few of them and you, for example, want to send a greeting for the holidays or something like that, you can grab that database directly and send an email without needing, again, to retype it in another format.
All this is very interesting, Rosa. But, you know, I'm a pack rat, and a lot of people are. And, you know, it's very difficult to get people to change how they do things. And my wife's been trying for years, and I'm never succeeding. But how do you get people to learn to use such a device? I mean, what do they have to do to change their... Go ahead.
The devices are very easy to use. For example, in the case of the book, it is called Book 5. The 5 is the version that we are already having available. It is called Book because, for example, it is the one that it is recommended when you want to handle documents. Like, for example, if you want to keep a book and digitalize it, for example, students that they don't want to carry around a book to school, they can scan like the chapter that they are covering at the moment, and they don't have to tear off the papers. And you don't have to worry, because if you do it in a flatbed computer or copier, you know that sometimes when it gets closer to the middle, where all the pages are piled up or glued together, it is kind of difficult to understand the words. So you just roll the device on top of it, and it will scan it immediately. It takes approximately a second to get the page scanned and recorded. It is like the traditional scanning system that you are used to. So it's just a matter of having an extra to it, because as I mentioned, you have the capability. For example, if you scan a magazine or a book, a textbook, and you then want to add notes to that scanning, you can do it because you transfer it and you save it as a Word document, and then you can add notes that your teacher is giving to you at the school and place the notes that the teacher is giving it, and you just have it in just one document. In the case of the Anywhere, that is an out-of-feeder. It is for loose papers, and what I said is, for example, it is very convenient for sales representatives. They just have to do like an expense report, for example, and they do have to scan the receipts. The only difference is that you will have the scanner with you at your back, and you can scan every single receipt at the moment that you get it. So you don't have to worry anymore about saving all those receipts, that sometimes you lose a few of them and you don't know where you put them. You will have them stored in the micro SD card with you, and you will not have to worry. And when you file your expense report, you simply have to download it to your computer and attach it to your expense report. It will be already done. That's one of the things that usually takes more time, doing that scanning of all those receipts when you have to submit like a travel expenses or things like that. You already have it with you in a digitalized format. You just have to mention to the people the convenience attached to it, because it's not that different from what they are doing or using right now. It's just that it has the mobile capability and also the advantage of being able to edit the document that you already are used to scan or to store.
Well, I just got an email across my desk from a listener who says, you know, it's all well and good, but I don't like toting around something like that in my car or having another piece of equipment on my desk. How do you answer that question?
Well, I would say that sometimes, for example, if you work in an office, you have to be moving yourself to the copy room every time you print something. So you will be walking back and forth sometimes to get something done or to scan a document and then email it to your computer. In this case, it will save you a lot of time, and it doesn't take a lot of space, because as I mentioned, for example, these two items are as long, as wide as a ruler. The typical ruler that you use in school or the ruler. So it doesn't take a lot of space. It is very lightweight. It's just it's less than a pound in weight, so it doesn't take space. And if you are a person that you work outside the office a lot, like as I mentioned, a sales representative, a realtor, or insurance agent, it is a very good tool for you to use, because it doesn't take space, it doesn't weigh a lot, and then you do not have to go back to the office just to get some things done, because you have to scan or send a document to somebody. You can simply scan it, and if you have the Wi-Fi, you will have it downloaded in your mobile, and you can send it right away to the person that you want to have the document. So I think that the advantages associated to it are so big and so good that just being carrying around like a ruler with you will not be that uncomfortable.
Okay. Now you've talked about this product. What are some of the other products that you work on that you think will be effective for small business?
Our company that is Iris, you will be surprised because the software that we have, that is the OCR, the optical character recognition, it's present in your Canon copiers at your office. It is present at your Hewlett-Packard copiers at your office. We work every day and every year on optimizing that software and make it more intuitive and more efficient. We also provide solutions for big companies. For example, if you are a hospital and you manage a lot of invoices and records, we, since our back end is in the software industry per se, we can meet with you guys and also provide a very custom software solution for you to manage all those documents in a digital form where you can scan it and automatically will be safe as an invoice, as a record, as depending on what you are handling, it will be recognized and according to the format that you already have pre-established or the template that you have already pre-established. The software will recognize it and will know if it is a contract, if it is a business card, as you mentioned, or if it is a bill. So we will send them to the proper filing areas to people to access it. So we also provide those kind of services. And we keep on working on providing mobile solutions. We also have a pen that is called the Iris Notes. That is a digital pen that you can use, for example, if you take a lot of notes, you're an assistant, an executive assistant, and you have to take a lot of notes during a meeting. You don't have to worry anymore about retyping it and put it in a memo format. You can write. And this device will communicate with, again, with a receptor that you can download the whatever you already took notes about, and you can download it to your computer, and then you will have it in Word, Excel, or any other document format that you might need, and you will not have to retype those notes again, and you will be able to send that memo very fast and sooner. That's just a few because we have a lot of products.
That one I would love to have myself when I go to a meeting or when I go to report something or other.
I can send one Rosa, to you, over to you.
Please do. I would love to try it. We're talking with Rosa Narcisa. She's Consumer Marketing Manager Americas for Iris. She's talking about some of the new products that are coming, that are flooding, actually flooding the small business office. Rosa, if you had to say, in your experience, what are some of the one or two top problems that you think you saw your company solves for small businesses? With their products?
For example, we have worked, as I mentioned, with hospitals in terms of not only the big part that is the management of the documentation, but we have been able to provide to them the scanners, the portable scanners. The advantage to this is when, you know, that all these companies, especially the health industry, they are moving to have all these documents digitalized, because they take a lot of space. And when you have to digitalize all those documents, you have to always go through the process of scanning them. And it takes a lot of effort to move all those files that you have to a copy room area, and it costs a lot of money. While if you have these portable scanners, you can just stay in the file room and start scanning.
Rosa, are you there? We've lost Rosa. We were listening to Rosa Narcisa. I noticed she's off the board. Something happened. Again, if you want to, you can look her up. It's iris.com. Our next guest is Maya Yamamoto. She's Chief Marketing Officer of SAP. She's here to discuss their new survey on digital transformation.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Our next guest, I'm really looking forward to. She's Mika Yamamoto. She's Chief Marketing Officer of SAP. And she's here to discuss something that we hear a lot about, but I frankly am depending on her to explain a little bit more, digital transformation and what it means for small businesses. Mika, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, as we ask all our guests, before we do anything else, tell us a little bit about yourself, Mika, your background, et cetera, and how you got to where you are now.
Absolutely. You know, I'd say that my small business route started early. I was the child of a Japanese immigrant, and he was a small business. My dad was a small business owner. My mom was a small business owner. And so I watched my dad, you know, do all of his books on his abacus as I was growing up. He'd close the books on his abacus, and then I watched him actually go through a journey of eventually buying a computer and eventually, you know, taking some of his business online as I continued to progress and watch his business grow. And then, you know, years later, I ended up going in and legitimately diving into the small business space by becoming a Gartner analyst. And covering the small and mid-sized business space, doing primary research for them on predicting trends in the market, then went to Microsoft and did some product management and the Windows group for small and mid-sized businesses and some channel strategy for that market. Then went into the consumer space for a while, and then over to with Microsoft with Amazon, and then came over to SAP. And what's been great about the culmination of those experiences is that the consumer experience has been great to watch how we can, you know, drive scale among small and mid-sized businesses, but tying all that together presents us with a great opportunity to be able to help small businesses today.
Well, you and IDC, SAP and IDC, have done a new survey, and it's about digital transformation. My first question, as I said, is what do you mean by digital transformation? And what did the survey tell you and can tell us?
Absolutely. So, you know, digital transformation essentially is the journey that companies of all sizes go through to take advantage of the technologies that are out there that are driving the hyperconnectivity and that are taking advantage of mobility. And it's taking those technologies, whether it be software, whether it be hardware, taking advantage of those technologies to, you know, better reach customers, to better serve customers, to better process or manufacture goods, and to overall, you know, drive efficiencies and effectiveness in how companies run their businesses, especially small businesses, and then how they can make better business decisions because they're doing so. And so we engaged IDC last November in driving a study to truly understand how small and mid-sized businesses are thinking about technology. I mean, it's not like digital transformation is a daily word that's used around the dinner table or even, you know, in a lot of meetings among small and mid-sized businesses. But what is bantered about is, you know, how do we take advantage of the technology out there today to be able to, you know, improve how we can meet our customers' needs, improve how we can, you know, run our businesses and make better business decisions. And so we went to launch a study among 3,900 small and mid-sized businesses in 13 countries across multiple industries to really understand and ask them about, you know, what do they consider when they're making business decisions tied to technology. What inhibits them or slows them down or concerns them about using technology to be able to help them with their businesses, and really seeing where they were on the spectrum of considering, you know, using technology to drive their business, which essentially is, you know, digital transformation.
So tell us some of the results of this study.
You know, I think that the most outstanding result is that, that most of the companies, 50% of the companies were saying that marketing was their biggest potential in terms of leveraging technology to be able to drive their business. And so, and that's fed by the fact that all, most stated as number one is that customer acquisition was their number one goal or business priority for them, whether we're across multiple countries, across all the industry segments that we studied and across the enterprise size segments, customer acquisition was number one in terms of business priority, and therefore, marketing and marketing automation type tools from a technology standpoint, they saw was the biggest, they saw biggest potential in terms of taking advantage of those technologies.
Well, that's interesting. Obviously, we're using technology today for smaller companies to get into business. But as you say, marketing. But also, aren't we also using it to do a lot of the functions and use that before we had to have one or two people on staff? Now we can do it almost automatically.
Yeah, we can do it automatically. Small businesses specifically can do it automatically, even if they didn't have those one or two people. So, examples are when you have a front-end solution that might involve e-commerce and might also involve, some light CRM tool and also marketing automation. A company actually could, a small business company can actually know their customers, use data about their customers to inform how they buy in the future, what types of sales or promotions they might actually put on in a given time to be able to reduce their inventory in a specific area where they might be high in inventory, and then be able to see buying patterns among their customers, where all that information before and data wasn't necessarily tied together for them, and so they didn't even have the one or two people to do that just because it was a complex set of items and processes that were necessary to take advantage of that information, so they never had it before. So it's both, taking advantage of processes and tools to be able to use those, people to use people better, but also be able to do things that they never could do before.
Well, you're with SAP, and SAP I always think of as a big company tool. How is SAP involved, and what have you learned from the survey to apply to SAP?
SAP is a really huge company, and we do, we do serve, and we're most known for serving, Fortune 500 companies. But 80% actually of the companies that we actually do business with and that we help in their digital transformation, help them take advantage of technology to be able to improve their business value and value to their customers, are actually small and mid-sized businesses. So 80% of SAP's customers are small and mid-sized businesses, and they're leveraging, lots of different solutions that we have, whether it's time and expense management or analytics or helping them run their supply chain. We help customers and small business companies, in over 150 countries with small business solutions. And so this insight really helps us to be able to be very customer focused. I mean, as a small and mid-sized business focused team, we're, customer obsessed. We want to understand, what's motivating and driving the business decisions of these customers, so to make sure that we're now and in the future able to meet those needs and ensure that, every person that that works at a small business can see the most value out of the data that they have within their company, that the business can make the best business decisions possible, that the company can understand its customers, and most importantly here, we realize that marketing has the biggest potential from a technology standpoint because customer acquisition is really important. So that informs us in the type of data and functionality that we build into our products now and in the future to make sure that again we're adding business value and helping customers run more simple and again make better business decisions.
Okay, well, let's go dive a little deeper into that. I'm a small business. I'm trying to sell widgets, or in the case of someone I interviewed yesterday, wedding gowns. What can my technology tell me that can help me do a better job?
Well, I mean, in terms of wedding gowns, I mean, there's, you know, and if we're talking about a wedding gown, you know, manufacturer and seller, there's multiple ways that you could find out great information to be able to help your business run better. If you're talking about, you know, front end from a customer standpoint, which is, you know, again, where most of the focus for small businesses is you can start to see information about how your customers are, you know, how your customers are, you know, using your website. You can get aggregate information about what types of search results people are actually searching on for wedding dresses. I mean, that information is now accessible to small businesses. And when you have a website, for example, where someone can enter their information, you can then have a point of contact and you can have a conversation and start having a relationship with a bride and help that bride with her journey in making the, you know, a huge decision in her life. And then you can establish that relationship in a way that you, at scale, that you probably couldn't do before, just if you had a phone and a shop, you know, physical brick and mortar shop, because you have the ability to reach customers that are, you know, far away. And I've known some brides who have looked, you know, at the UK and sourced their wedding gowns in the UK online, and that extends the reach of the small business to be able to access more customers and have a relationship with more customers just because they can get their digital information and connect with them. But then once the purchase is made, what they can do is they can take a look at all their purchases and see how they can, and see what's actually being bought. Is it all the high-end dresses that are being purchased? Is it all the, you know, middle of the road dresses that are being purchased? What are people looking at, but what are people buying? And they can compare and contrast that to be able to both design their website. So if some people are looking at the really high-end dresses, but really buying the middle of the road dresses, they can actually buy less fabric for the high-end dresses, buy more fabric for the middle of the road dresses, if in fact that's the place they want to be. Or they can think about how they might position their high-end dresses differently and do some testing on if they position it differently on the website. You know, does it sell more high-end dresses? And that type of testing, you know, is possible now to a small business, whereas, you know, in the past it was really complicated. It was really hard to be able to manipulate your website experience. It was really challenging to extract and connect all the data that you would get about your customers. And so you're using your gut as a small business owner and some of the data and cobbling it together, but now those insights are more readily available.
Well, I threw you a curve, say, in the wedding dress, but you did a wonderful job of explaining it. By the way, I have someone listening in, and they sent me an email across my desk and said, what is an abacus?
Oh, what's an abacus? So it's a did you answer it? Are you going to answer it online or?
Well, no. I'm going to our audience will like to know as well, if you know. I mean, I can describe it as an ancient Chinese method of doing complicated mathematical and record keeping. But perhaps you know a better answer. It's an old tool, but it's amazing. I'm a lot older than a lot of people, and sometimes when I teach a class and I mention something, my class, the students look at me with a blank face, and I realize they don't really know what I'm talking about. In this case, an abacus is something we don't see in much anymore.
And we really don't. My dad still uses one, actually. You know, he's actually done a pretty massive digital transformation, but he still falls back on his abacus every so often. And so an abacus is essentially, before we had computers and electricity, it's essentially, a calculator. It's a calculator that was used in Europe and in China, Japan, Russia, back in the day when, you know, again, there wasn't electricity, there weren't calculators, but it was a means of calculating and tabulating with beads that essentially sit on wires, and if you slide them up or down, is essentially the position of the bead on the wire within the rows actually, you know, is an indicator of what the result is that you're calculating.
We're talking with Mika Yamamoto. She's with SAS. She's Chief Marketing Officer of SAP, and we're really glad to have her today. Before we go, Mika, if I may call you that, what are some of the other results of the survey that you'd like to pass on to our audience?
I think that what's amazing to, you know, I think that what was really surprising to us was, you know, it was great to see the focus on the customer. What was actually encouraging for us to see also is when we were asking small businesses who had adopted some technology to start transforming their businesses, they were actually pleasantly surprised to see that it actually wasn't as challenging as they thought it was going to be. And so I think that there's a notion that a lot of the solutions out there to, you know, either drive your website, drive marketing automation, or run your back end from a supply chain standpoint are complex. And we run into that as SAP, but the solutions that are out there now are actually designed for small businesses in mind. And so, you know, small businesses are realizing that the use of this technology is actually easier, and that they were able to realize the value that was promised to them in a much simpler way than they previously thought. And so I think it's nice to see. I think technology has definitely come a long way where functionality has been simplified. The ability, you know, to be able to leverage solutions in the cloud means you don't need a lot of infrastructure. You don't need a lot of people, you know, in your environment or in your company to have to do a lot on the back end from a technology standpoint. You just need to understand your business. And because a lot of these solutions are more affordable, because they're a lot more simple, they're more accessible to small businesses now more than ever. And it's just really encouraging to see that small businesses are realizing that and giving feedback to say, hey, you know, I thought it was going to be a lot more complicated, but it's not.
Well, did you ask them about the money question, about whether doing a digital transformation, what were some of the decision criteria, particularly in terms of money?
You know, we didn't specifically ask about money in terms of, you know, if you had a, you know, we didn't specifically ask, you know, percentage of funding allocation to areas. What we did ask, though, is, you know, what were they considering, or concerns or benefits that they were considering when they're thinking of investing in the cloud specifically, for example. You know, and I think this ties to money, is that, you know, as they talk about things that are driving cloud use of applications, is the fact that now they have the ability to integrate their current applications, their current environment, into new functionality, whereas that wasn't possible before. And, you know, also tied to efficiency and money is now they feel like they can expand their resources, so they can do more with the people that they have, whether they're IT people or whether they're salespeople, marketing people, or shop floor people, that they can actually do more with those individuals by leveraging technology. That they can add new functionality, add new users in a lot more simple way. So things have become, they can run a lot more efficiently. They can, you know, see more growth with their customers, and they can do so in a way that wasn't accessible to them before.
We're talking with Mika Yamamoto. She's Chief Marketing Officer of SAP. And people wanted to learn more about the survey, about you, about SAP. How do they do it?
Well, they can, you know, there's our website, that sap.com. They can go into our small business area and look at what solutions we have. They're more than welcome to actually reach out to me personally, you know, mika.yamamoto@sap.com. I'd be happy to answer any questions or talk about SAP to any small business out there.
Will you spell out your last name? I can spell it, but maybe
no
our
problem.
Audience doesn't.
No problem. It's so mika.yamamoto@sap.com.
Okay. Mika, thank you so much for joining us today. And I know I've learned a lot, and I hope our audience has as well. Thank you.
Don, thank you so much.
Thank you for listening tonight. All of our guests are invited because they offer actionable advice to our audience. They do not pay to join us, but rather demonstrate their capacity for helping our audience add profits. Thank you for listening, and we'll be here again next week with other experts to talk about ways to improve your profit.